فتى براق الثنايا وإذا الناس معه. And I seen a young man that his teeth was glittering. One explanation. Second explanation was, he was a young man that was smiling a lot. Had a nice smile, broad smile. Whilst people was around him, people were with him. فَإِذَا اخْتَلَفُوا فِي شَيْءٍ أَسْنَدُوهُ إِلَيْهِ. Whenever they differed in any matter, they would refer that matter immediately to him. وَصَدَرُوا عَنْ رَأْيِهِ. And people were happy to accept his opinion on the matter. So then he continues, then he said, فَسَأَلْتُ عَنْهُ فَقِيلَ هَذَا مُعَاذُ بْنُ جَبَلٍ. So Abu Idris al-Khulani rahmatullahi was surprised. He went to Damascus and he seen this whole scene, a young man, glittering teeth, smiling, and people were accepting his opinion. They were all happy to take from him. So he asked the people, who is this young man? So they replied to him, هَذَا مُعَاذُ بْنُ جَبَلٍ radiallahu anhu. That this young man is Hazrat Mu'adh ibn Jabal radiallahu anhu. فلما كان من الغد هجرت فوجدته قد سبقني بالتهجير. So he said to himself, with Abu Idris al-Khulani, that tomorrow I'll go very early to the masjid, and I'll go very early and I'll try to beat him. In other words, I'll try to beat Hazrat Mu'adh bin Jabal radiallahu anhu to the masjid. So he said, the next day I went very, very early. فوجدته سبقني بالتهجير. I found that he already beat me to the masjid. He was already there in the masjid. ووجدته يصلي. And I found him, he was in namaz. He was already in the masjid and he was reading salah. فانتظرته حتى قضى صلاته ثم جئته من قبل وجهه. He said, then I waited for him to finish his salah. The first lesson we learn from here is when somebody is engaged in some type of ibadat and we want to meet them, wait for them to finish whatever they are doing. So he said, I waited for him to finish his salat. ثم جئته. Then I went to him من قبل وجهه, facing him from the front. In other words, I didn't make salam to him. I didn't approach him from the back. I went to him from the front and I made salam to him. So then I told him, ثم قلت والله إني لأحبك لله. By the qasam of Allah, I love you for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Abu Idris al-Khulani is telling Hazrat Mu'adh bin Jabal radiallahu anhu. فَقَالَ Allah, فَقُلْتُ Allah. So Hazrat Mu'adh bin Jabal said, Allah means, is it only for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that you love me? So he said, Allah, only for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I love you. فقال الله فقلت الله فأخذني بحبوة ردائي فجبذني إليه. So what he did, Hazrat Mu'adh bin Jabal radiallahu anhu, after I told him it is only for the sake of Allah, he caught hold of my garment. They would wear the upper garment, the lower garment. So he caught hold of my garment, my cloth, and he pulled me towards him. فقال أبشر. He said, glad tidings be to you. فإني سمعت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول. Hazrat Mu'adh bin Jabal is saying that I heard رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم saying, قال الله تعالى, Allah Pak, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said, وَجَبْتُ مَحَبَّتِي لِلْمُتَحَابِّينَ فِيهَا. My love, Allah is saying that my love is guaranteed for those two people that love each other for the sake of Allah. وَالْمُتَجَالِسِينَ فِيهَا. And for those people, firstly those people that love each other for the sake of Allah, then those people that sit together, they are only sitting together is for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then the third is, وَالْمُتَزَاوِرِينَ فِيهَا. Those people that visit each other for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah Pak is saying, my love is guaranteed for them. And the last one, وَالْمُتَبَادِلِينَ فِيهَا. Those people that spend on each other. In other words, they don't hold back, they spend on each other for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah Pak is saying that my muhabbat, my love is wajib for them. Every one of us wants the muhabbat, we want the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's a very easy way. Love each other for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sit with each other for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Make this niyat. A lot of time we go visiting or we go for some family function, we go for some walima or something. Make this niyat also one of the niyats, that I'm going to sit with my family, I'm going to sit with the friends, I'm going to sit with the general Muslims for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He'll get the sawab of sitting for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wal mutazawirin, he's visiting for the sake of Allah. And the last one, a person spends on each other for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Today's hadith, a short hadith, and Abi Karimata al-Miqdad ibn Ma'adi Karib radiallahu anhu anil Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Hazrat Miqdad ibn Ma'adi Karib, he reports from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, قال, إذا أحب الرجل أخاه, that when one person loves his brother, one person likes his brother, obviously this is for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, isn't such that he's liking him, expecting any favor from him, or that person is some type of influential person, so if he shows some type of love, then that person will favor him. He's doing it for the sake of Allah, that he loves this person for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَلْيُخْبِرْهُ أَنَّهُ يُحِبُّهُ. Then what he should do is he must inform this person that I love you for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If a person goes to the Arab lands, he'll find it's very, very common That when sometimes when you go for gush, that when you sit down, before anything can be said, each person there in the room will tell you, Inni uhibbuka fillah. Inni uhibbuka fillah. Then they'll tell you their name. Inni uhibbuka fillah. So here this hadith, it's actually coming from the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that a person should inform the brother that I love you for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Tomorrow we'll do the reply that somebody should give when somebody tells him, Inni uhibbuka fillah. Simple reply in English, just for our understanding, is you tell him, أحبك الذي أحببتني له, that may that person love you for whom you love me. In other words, for whom you loving me, you are loving me for the sake of Allah. May that person love you. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also love you. Such a beautiful dua. Our deen is so perfect and so beautiful that when a person meets somebody, he's got a dua to make, he makes salam. When he's leaving, he got salam. Before introducing the talk, before saying anything, or whilst there, he's telling the person he loves him. That person is replying with dua. So dua is taking place all the time between the brothers. So this is the beauty of our deen. It hasn't left us yateem in any way. It is for us now to practice on this beautiful teaching of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That hadith of Mu'adh bin Jabal radiallahu anhu, quickly to recap some of the etiquettes. That one is that a person who's old shouldn't feel shy to take advice from a person who's young. Hazrat Mu'adh was much younger than Abu Idris al-Khulani, but he went early to meet him. The other is a person should always look for pious people to meet them and take their du'as. And the fourth is that when we're making salam and we're meeting somebody, do it in a respectful way. We should meet them from the front. When we're going to the house, enter from the front door. When you're going to the shop also, try and enter from the front. In fact, one of the reasons why Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when making Umrah, he would enter through Babu Salam. Because Babu Salam is in front of the door of the Kaaba. So that to approach the Kaaba also from the front, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam would make rihayat and he will enter through Babu Salam. We should all try to make amal on this. Subhanallah, bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma, bihamdika. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wa salamun ala al-mursaleen. Walhamdulillah.